From the KTOO newsroom, I'm Rasha McChesney with this look at local and statewide news. State health officials said Friday that another 25 Juneau residents tested positive for COVID-19 over the last 2 days. One person with an active case of the virus is being treated at Bartlett Regional Hospital. The Juneau School District says one new person at Riverbend Elementary School tested positive for the virus and was contagious while at school. Statewide, another 453 people tested positive for COVID-19. The Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska is expanding in the Auk Village District in downtown Juneau. The tribe bought two buildings on Willoughby Avenue. Both are near the tribe's headquarters. Tribe President Chestia Ish Richard Peterson says that the move is a return of land to Indigenous people. During this year's tribal assembly, Tlingit and Haida committed to developing a tribal campus. And Peterson says these new buildings are a step in that direction.
Many of our clients fall under different programs, not just one program. So they have to kind of traverse all across town just to get services. It's not the most conducive thing. So for us, it really does make things better if we can build and expand in a campus setting.
The tribe is outgrowing its current building, too. It now employs more than 400 people in Juneau and elsewhere. And a lot of employees are working from home right now, and Peterson wants to be able to bring them back to the office. But to do that safely, everyone will need to have their own offices.
We're running out of space, and we really can't, with this pandemic, we really can't double up and put like two people to an office anymore, right?
There is some work to do before that happens, like redesigning the buildings inside and out, and the buildings aren't vacant either. As the leases expire, Peterson says the tribe will consider each one and decide if they want to keep the leases or move the tribe's employees into those spaces. Authorities have identified human remains found nearly a year ago on a downtown Juneau seawalk near the State Department of Labor building as one of two missing men thought to have drowned 4 years ago. On Thursday, the state's crime lab said they belong to James Christopher Cole. Cole has been missing since 2017, when a skiff he was riding in capsized near Aurora Harbor. Three people and a dog made it safely to shore, but Cole and another man, Sheridan Scott Stringer, were never found. Cole was 50 years old at the time that he disappeared. He and others in the boat were headed to the Lumberman, a derelict tugboat that was anchored in Gastineau Channel. That boat was used as a liveaboard for years. 9 months before he disappeared, Cole was one of about 50 tenants displaced from the Bergman Hotel after it was condemned by the city and borough of Juneau over health and safety hazards. Cole told KTOO at the time that he wasn't sure where to go. Juneau Police Lieutenant Craig Campbell said Friday that authorities are in touch with Cole's next of kin, who will decide what to do with his remains. Until then, his body will remain at the state medical examiner's office. Juneau's Maria Lovishuk was awarded a sabbatical next year in a long history of community service. The Rasmussen Foundation will support her organization, the Glory Hall, so that Lovishuk can take 3 to 6 months to recharge after more than a decade of long hours.
Oh, God. So many hours. A lot of hours.
Lovishuk says running a 70-person emergency shelter means she's on call all the time.
There's just always something happening. Like in 11 years, I have not had a single day of boredom.
Lovishuk says she plans to spend some time outside, including a kayak trip around Prince William Sound and mushroom hunting on her property in Haines. She has plans for a trip to Chicago with her children. She says she knows her team at the Glory Hall will be fine without her for a little while. The rules of the sabbatical state that she can have no contact with work for the whole time. And as far as being selected,
I mean, I have, like, definitely feeling, like, a little bit of imposter syndrome. Like, you know, super, super honored, but also just kind of like, wow. Like, it's really hard to believe.
Lovishuk says she's proud of all the Glory Hall's partnerships in Juneau, but the Juneau Housing First Project feels special. It's 32 units of housing for people who are chronically unhoused in Juneau.
Every time I walk into those buildings, I feel really good about what they've been able to accomplish.
Lovishuk plans to start her sabbatical next spring in mid-May or mid-June. She will take about 5 months off. A Juneau man who works for the state has been charged with more than a dozen counts of possessing child pornography. Juneau police arrested Bradley Waldron last week, saying that he downloaded hundreds of images and videos of sexual abuse of children onto his cell phone. He faces 14 felony charges and up to 99 years in prison if convicted. And after his arrest, he was released on a $5,000 bond. Waldron is a procurement officer for the Department of Labor. State law specifically allows for a state employee's name, salary, job classification, and history to be disclosed. But Labor Deputy Commissioner Kathy Munoz said she wasn't sure if he still worked for her department and said she wouldn't share that information if she did know. She called it a personnel matter. The state's personnel director said Waldron is currently on paid administrative leave. Juneau Assistant District Attorney Derek Gibson said his personal cell phone was what police used in the charges, not equipment he used while working for the state. She cited other instances in which state employees have been accused of crimes but are still employed by the state pending the outcome of their trials. The charges against Waldron are allegations and not evidence of guilt. A phone message left for him on Friday was not returned. A Dillingham High School literature class recently had a unique assignment. Write a skit, essay, or song about the world's oldest known epic poem, the story of Gilgamesh. And one student decided to apply his passion for rap to the 4,000-year-old text. KDLG's Izzy Ross has the story.
Trayson Wassily is 16 years old and in 11th grade, and he wasn't immediately sold on the hefty epic of Gilgamesh.
At first, I didn't like it, but what I wrote about was the part I liked most.
For those of us who aren't fresh out of high school, here's a very basic summary of the story of Gilgamesh. It's a Mesopotamian poem about a hero who sets off on a quest to find the secret to immortality. Along the way, he forms a deep friendship and fights many battles. When Wassily got the assignment to create something new based on the ancient text, he went right to work.
Not even a day after, like right after school, I got to work producing a beat, a good rhythm, like a fast-paced rhythm for what I'm going to be doing, and because that's what I'm most comfortable on, so I'm doing what I can do best to fit this assignment.
Wassily says he drew inspiration from some of his favorite artists, like rappers Denzel Curry, XXXTentacion, and Zillikami.
They just have really good energy, really good lyrics, and their delivery is just, like, perfect for me. Their production team, their engineering, it's just all really good.
The song is called Gian Enkidu, and it's about a minute long. Wassily focused on matching the rhythm to the emotion. Take Umbaba, a monster in the story. Gilgamesh and his friend Enkidu embark on a journey to kill Umbaba.
The stuff I was rapping about, or like singing about, was fast-paced as well, so it kind of fit really good. They were fighting Umbaba. They feel their stomachs ache. A couple minutes later, Kidu
slashing with the saber. Repercussions of this act, Kidu gonna feel later. They fight him and win, but soon after, a vengeful goddess sets a heavenly bull on them. They defeat the bull as well, but the gods curse Enkidu, who falls ill. Here's Wassily reading the passage he chose and rapping about what happens next.
And now, Gilgamesh, your friend, your brother, will lay you down on a magnificent bed, on a bed of honor. He will lay you out. He will place you on his left, on a seat of repose. The rulers of all the underworld will kiss your feet. Enkidu will cease to exist, accepted by his mother, unreplaceable by another. G left without a brother, now his heart is in the gutter. No more Enkidu, G alone now. He let everybody know in his hometown.
Wassily says he chose to rap about Gilgamesh mourning Enkidu because of the powerful emotions each sentence evokes.
That just, like, shows how much he cared for Enkidu. Like, he's doing all of this stuff for him. He's laying him down on a magnificent bed, a bed of honor. He's saying the rulers of the underworld will kiss your feet. Like, all of this stuff just for him.
Looking ahead, Wassily says he wants to continue producing music, but it probably won't be based on ancient poems. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross. This is the end of Gilgamesh's song
now. Fairbanks curler Vicky Persinger has earned a place on the U.S. team that will compete in the Winter Olympics in China in February. According to USA Curling, the 29-year-old Fairbanks resident and teammate, 34-year-old Chris Plies of Duluth, Minnesota, will represent the United States in mixed doubles in Beijing. The U.S. Olympic trials champions secured the spot by defeating Russia in the finals of a mixed doubles qualification event in the Netherlands this week. The Beijing Games will be Persinger's first. Plies competed in the 2010 Olympics. And a federal report says witnesses told investigators an amateur-built kit plane made a steep turn and entered a downward spiral before crashing shortly before takeoff from a Kodiak airport. The National Transportation Safety Board released the preliminary report on the fatal November 7th crash in which the pilot and the sole occupant of the plane died. A friend of the pilot told investigators the intent was to haul gear that would be used for a hunting camp. The report says none of the witnesses who saw the plane spiral downward reported any unusual sounds from the engine. This is KTOO News.